More than 1,000 homeowners in 12 counties are reporting their need of volunteer support as they try to clean up their homes and rebuild following historic June flooding. Hundreds, if not thousands, of volunteers have already donated their time to help, 200 of them through AmeriCorps, a national service organization. It's 9 a.m. in Greenbrier County. At the Rupert Post Office parking lot, two AmeriCorps vans pull up, and about a dozen volunteers in blue shirts meet to plan for their day's work. These volunteers are helping FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, canvas areas affected by the floods to make sure residents have applied for aid if they need it. 18-year-old Bryant McKeown says he graduated from high school early so he could join AmeriCorps. Before coming to West Virginia, he helped with other disasters in Texas and Louisiana.
But one thing that I'm seeing differently in West Virginia is people are really coming together in a big way. You walk down Main Street in White Sulphur Springs and there's free food stands everywhere and people are out there cooking on grills, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And that's amazing. It's really cool to see a community come together in that way.
Bryant's team has helped register hundreds of Greenbrier County residents for FEMA assistance. I follow them as they begin knocking on doors.
My name's Lisa. I'm with FEMA, and we're just checking the area to see if there was any damage around here. Did you have damage to your home?
Underneath my house in the crawl space.
Okay. And then
that's AmeriCorps volunteer Lisa DeBone speaking with homeowner Sherry Gilkison. Sherry says her insurance company denied her claim because she didn't have flood insurance. She assumed that meant she wouldn't qualify for FEMA aid. Not necessarily, Lisa explains. She helps her fill out her registration.
And for your own personal primary home.
Okay. Appreciate that.
Lisa is from Michigan. While she's been in West Virginia, her team has been staying at a local middle school, sleeping on cots. They don't earn a salary, only a very small stipend for expenses, and an education award at the end of their one-year term of service. Next, I head over to Richwood in Nicholas County. There, I find an AmeriCorps team from Hoopa, California, standing outside a pink house with a sign out front that says, Angels Collected Here. The woman who lives here has been staying out of town until her home is deemed safe to live in. AmeriCorps team members here, including Errol Rhodes, are wearing heavy-duty gear, goggles, gloves, face masks, and white T-VEC suits. Errol says his team is inspecting and cleaning out the worst-hit homes.
Mucking and gutting is when we go in the house and look for anything that's damaged from the flood, black mold, debris, just anything that needs to be removed throughout the house.
This whole street was hit by mudslides following flooding on June 23rd, and now volunteers are not just assessing damage, but also looking for mold growth. Mold is increasingly becoming a major problem for homeowners impacted by high waters. State health officials say living in homes with mold, especially black mold, can be dangerous. Black mold spores could end up in residents' lungs, making it difficult to breathe, damaging organs, sometimes even resulting in death. Errol and his team go inside the home for about 15 minutes, inspecting the basement, where there was the most water damage.
There's black mold growing on the baseboards, and since it's damp, there's also powdered mold growing. So that's why we have to remove the carpet off the bottom stairs. And there's still water, not a lot, so we're going to mop the floor and just be safe.
So now they go back to scrape the walls and clean them. Then they take spray cans full of Shockwave, a chemical solution that will kill any mold that's already growing and prevent it from coming back. Most of the 200 AmeriCorps who are here helping after the flood are 18 to 24 years old. Some are native to the state, and some, like this team from California, come from very far away. This team has a unique story. They're a tribal AmeriCorps team, and most of its members are part of the Native American Hoopa Valley tribe. Chandra Norton says their reservation community is small, and everyone knows each other. Actually, she says it feels a lot like Richwood.
When we say we're from California, they're really excited because we've traveled a long way. It took us 5 days worth of driving to come here,
And then when we tell them that we're from a reservation, it just kind of adds to it, because then they just explain their heritage, you know, along with this. So we get to interact and know more about them, and they can know more about us at the same time in our program.
Chandra says she volunteered specifically to come out to West Virginia because she wanted to travel and do something different, meet people from a different culture now while she's young. And she says she knows what it's like to lose your home, your possessions. In 2013, she and her family lost everything in a house fire.
Yeah, I kind of reflect back on that just because I can understand the position that they're in. I know that there's hope for them, and, you know, the building is going to be hard, but I know that they're going to get through it.
Chandra's team will be in Richwood helping through August 3rd. Then they'll head back to California. Governor Tomlin has extended the state of emergency for all 12 counties declared federal disaster areas after the floods until August 22nd. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Roxy Todd.